Item 15, miscellaneous. We've come to that part. Unspecified miscellaneous staff reports. Gail.
Yes, I just had a couple of items. One is, as Sue Ziegler from Siegel mentioned during the Siegel presentation, staffing is a very important part of the success of the new pension system project. And I wanted to mention that, as Henry mentioned, we are working on next year's budget and managers are taking a look at the ongoing projects that we have, which we have a number of, and the staffing and resources needed for next year. So that'll be part of the discussion. It's anticipated the budget will potentially be brought back at the November 17th board meeting, but I did want to let you know that it's definitely a critical item in making sure that we're successful and meet our budget and timelines on that project. The other item I wanted to mention is that we're anticipating on Monday to have our lobby open. Masks are required in the building that Cicera is housed in, as well as the Cicera suite. So up until this point, we have been accepting appointments only, no walk-ins. And so starting on Monday, we are looking at having our lobby open. And I don't know if any board members had any questions on that, but I wanted to update the board.
And mine is less of a question, but just making sure you know the November 1st relaxation of mask requirements for offices. If everyone is fully vaccinated, and this doesn't apply to places just open to the public, but I'm assuming you're aware of that, which may impact, and I don't know if everyone's vaccinated in Cicera, but it does relax some masking requirements.
Right.
Currently, there's no vaccine requirement within Cicera. We are requiring masks, and we anticipate that continuing.
Okay, terrific.
Yeah. Anything else?
Any other thoughts or questions for Gail? Appears not. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are there any other staff reports, Gail? Do you know?
Not at this time.
Okay. And I don't see any outside professionals on for that. Trustee comments?
Yes. These are my notes from the, and I'll try and be brief. The CALIPARS Principles for Trustees 2021 presentation that now feels like it was way back, but I think it was 3 weeks ago. I might start out by saying it wasn't our Harvey Lederman who dealt with fiduciary issues, but the next two key parts, investments, were Tim Price and Scott Wayland, and the actuarial side was Paul Angelo and who else did he have? Anyway, Paul Angelo took the lead on it. Just the key parts that I think might be of interest to us as a board. On the fiduciary side, duty of loyalty remains primary under the California Constitution, and the California vesting rule is still alive and well, notwithstanding the Supreme Court finding. Key issues in disability retirements, we had a lot on this. The applicant has to prove that his or her disability is permanent. One of the things that I had not picked up on, the survivor spousal disability benefit is higher at 100% of the member's benefit than is the normal retirement benefit for a spouse at 60. So when we approve retirement benefits, that pass-through designation also is very beneficial if there is a spouse. One other thing that jumped out might have an interest in this. Many safety police sheriff applications do not include psych issues because public information might cause them to lose the right to own a gun.
Interesting.
Never heard that either, but that was an interesting observation. On the investment side, Tim Price, Scott Whalen, They gave a super primer on retirement plan investing. One of the things Tim noted, 80% of the audience, that is those watching this and recognize most of these are newer trustees, although there were certainly some like me who've been around for a while. Approximately 80% of the audience self-selected itself into the "it's all Greek to me" investment expertise level. The expectation is investment returns for the next 10 years will be lower than we have historically been enjoying. That's probably enough on that. And the final thing on Paul's side, actuaries do not yet have an answer on the impact of COVID on longevity. Those are my comments on the CalPERS meeting.
Thank you, John. That was informative. Learned a couple of things there.
Any other too.
No, that's very, very interesting. Any other trustee comments? Seeing none.
Wait.
I missed one. I couldn't see your. Couldn't see you in the corner.
Just want to encourage everyone to get their booster shots, which are now available. So be safe. Do good for the public health, public good. Thanks.
Agreed. Yeah, I'm going to get mine soon.
I will when I qualify. I'm not quite old enough yet, so.
some of us have qualified.
I qualify and got it.
Yeah, good for you, John.
As did my husband and my 91-year-old dad. So I second Dr. McDonald's motion. Please get your booster if you're eligible.
Excellent. Thank you, David. Anybody else? Hearing none, we will stand adjourned. Thank you for hanging in. We got through it. We'll talk soon. Thank you. Be safe.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Have a good day.